range, but you got to have something that's going to suck all the grease out to get it out. Whereas a microwave hood is not going to be sufficient in that manner.
So if you like cooking up a big old ribeye steak on the stovetop, on the cooktop there, you probably want a pretty kick-butt hood, right?
Well, yeah. But you know, a lot of the stuff like a ribeye doesn't give you all that grease in the air like if you're frying fish or or something else.
Yep.
I had a guy the other day that was giving me the nth degree on how many times have I emptied my little grease catcher on my Napoleon, and I just kind of looked at him and I'm like, I don't know, I've had it 4 years and never. and it's never, because I'm not cooking all this greasy stuff.
Yeah.
You cook a pizza, you cook a filet, you cook a ribeye. You just don't have all that grease that you could have cooking other meats. So it's all in what you cook, is depending on what kind of suction you need on that hood.
Well, folks, this is just scratching the surface of why you should stop by Cohen's there in person. Of course, you can look online. I've got it pulled up here on the stream, thinkcohens.com. But I really encourage you to stop by 2515 Eastern Boulevard right here in Montgomery. They're open 9 to 6 Monday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturdays. And be sure to find Michael or one of the great team members. Say, hey, aren't Michael, I'm one of those Joey and Eddie characters.
Exactly. Please let us know that somebody's listening to Joey's show.
Please. I need to. I have a fragile, neurotic ego here. I need the help. And the money.
Well, there you go.
That helps. And the money.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, Michael, as always. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank y'all. Take care.
Great guy.
Yeah,
great sponsor. Let's hit this break. Final hour on a Monday coming up.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The head of Israel's Military Intelligence Directorate has resigned over Hamas's October 7th attack. Major General Aharon Aliva, the head of Israel's Military Intelligence, becomes the first senior Israeli figure to say he will step down over the failures surrounding Hamas attack. In New York, the commencement of opening statements in the Trump criminal trial sets the stage for weeks of testimony, the trial ending early today. Police in Tennessee say 9 people have been shot, including 2 men who were killed at an unsanctioned public party in a Memphis city park. Officers responding Saturday evening to that reported shooting in Orange Mound Park. No immediate arrest. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 448 points. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our days are much cooler and our nights are downright chilly, at least for the first half of this week. Today, cool sunshine with a high temperature only near 70. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer. Comfortable by the afternoon with a high around 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s return on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville is starting off this week by railing against Joe Biden once again for his recent plan to wipe out the student loan debts for 277,000 Americans. Tuberville spoke on the John Solomon Reports, saying that Biden is clearly making this decision in an election year in order to gain votes.
And he's doing it for a purpose. You know, that I don't think that he thinks he can win by just going out and going by the issues, because every issue that they've touched has gone south. But, you know, these people that are getting their loans forgiven, as you said, 87% of us that either pay for our loans or didn't have a loan or didn't go to college are going to have to pay for that and make that up. That's not something that's just going to go away. We're morally, we're mentally, and we're physically bankrupt. And this just puts us on a line of just more bankruptcy, puts us in a tough situation. It's going to be a huge cost to the Americans in the years and years to come.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
The Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing elderly man. 82-year-old Jimmy Butler was last seen at his home in Florence. He is described as a white male, 6 foot tall, 240 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes. Butler was wearing a green checkered shirt and black pants. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
It's not just about sex.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to be.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back.
Final hour of News and Views in the afternoon. Of course, we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. For those of you watching online, this is just a humble little talk show out of Montgomery, Alabama. Midday talk show. Eddie Bader is my co-host here.
Yes, I am, Joey.
And we're trying to just, you know, do this internet thing, slowly but surely.
Working out pretty good.
Yeah, you can always go to Joey Clark Live on YouTube. That's the name of the YouTube channel.
Yep.
Like and subscribe. And, of course, you can always watch us on the Twitter X, if you so please. But I appreciate all the love. We're growing slowly but surely.
Growing, baby.
Let's go to Simpler Days. Hey, Simpler Days.
Hey, I was listening to T. Spear's comments on crime. Uh-huh. We didn't get here overnight. This has been a long process.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not going to be an easy fix. I mean, it's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of commitment by a lot of people to get us back to where we need to be. And that's a dripping faucet, Joey.
Yeah.
I mean, crime is like a drip. You're never going to stop it. You're never going to completely stop it, but you can control it. And we're out of control right now. And it's just like, you know, you have one of these events like, you know, she got shot on the Atlanta Highway. Okay, there's a big, rigmarole about it. Yeah, we need it. And then it fades down. And just like the retired lady over on Zelda Road,
yeah,
got shot and killed in her driveway.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we've forgotten about that. We've forgotten about, you know, the thing that happened with Anaya. You know, the law came about by it. But that was because, you know, the low bail and letting people out.
Or how about the shooting at Bama Lanes?
Oh, yeah.
Clipped a lot of people.
Yep.
In the, you know, the Bible salesman, the Bible guy selling Bibles.
Yep.
Shot and killed at the front door over there in Chisholm.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. You become desensitized to them, and you just start to accept that this is the way it is. And I remember Todd Strain saying, we don't need to talk about crime. We don't need to talk about crime. It's just, you know, it's just makes it worse, you know. And
so crazy.
But we have got to, as a community, so we've got get the faucet turned down.
Now, let me ask you, and again, for folks who don't know who you are, Simpler Days, I think most people listening do, but you have a lot of experience, let's say, in law enforcement, to put it mildly. When you look for a chief, because now, you know, I didn't expect Finley to be here forever because, well, Stephen Reed didn't hire him. And he stayed on, you know, I think longer than I expected. But now that we're through a second chief, so if you're having to do that hire, what type of person are you looking for to get the house back in order?
I'm looking for a person that has prior military experience. I'm looking for a person that has a track record at a department in a city that's not under federal control because of prior bad acts. I'm looking for somebody that, just like Nick Saban said when he got off the airplane in Tuscaloosa, he made this statement: we're going to be the football team you don't want to play. He's going to have to instill pride and guts back into that department. And that individual has got to send a message to them that we're going to enforce the law evenly and fairly. We're not going to mistreat anybody, but we're going to enforce the law. And the mayor needs to be standing shoulder to shoulder with him when he makes that statement, so they know that that's what the mayor wants. And he can't be wishy-washy. And there's somebody out there at a department that fits that bill, but they're not going to come here unless they know that that's what the mayor really wants. Now, I know there's city council members that want that, but they have got to know that's what the mayor wants.
Well, there you
go. I mean, we're going to have to get boots back on the ground, because right now there is one police officer, one cadet in the academy. We're losing 5 to 10 officers and we got one officer in the academy. We used to start with 50 to 75, and we'd usually graduate anywhere from 25, 26, 27 because the academy was tough. But they got one officer in the academy right now, Joey, and they're losing 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 officers. They're never going to make any headway. In criminals, we may think they're dumb, but they've watched the patrol patterns. Right. They see officers out there stopping cars, serving warrants, patrolling neighborhoods, making investigative stops. But that's not what they're seeing now. And they feel like it's open to them because there's no patrol units out there on the street. And when you've got less than 300 officers on the street and you're losing them every day, I mean, we're at a critical point. You know, and I care about that department, Joey. I spent 34 years. I spent the majority of my adult life down there.
Right.
And I just hate to see what's going on. But they're going to have to get somebody in there that's going to coach them up and let them know they care about them and not put them in 2010 cars and hot seat them around, run them all three shifts while they ride around in high country $90,000 vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to know, just like a good hunting dog, you feed him good, you pat him on the head, and he'll hunt for you all day long. But they got to know they care about him. But anyway, that's my two cents.
Thank you. Thank you for that. It's more than 2 cents worth.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I don't pretend to have any experience in that world, but, maybe I should ask a friend of ours if I could do a ride-along with him. Not necessarily just on his shift, but just a tour of Montgomery like I've never seen it is kind of what I'm
asking
for. Well,
that'd be good. That'd be good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope.
Just to get a sense of, because, you know, I used to ride around the city a lot when those 2 summers I worked at Parks and Rec. Mm-hmm. I saw Montgomery. I had a lot of different parts I didn't.
But how long has that been?
That was a few years. That was probably 2008, 2009.
A lot of changes.
A lot of changes in the last, 15 years? Goodness gracious.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I think that'd be good.
I think I'm due to. Because, you know, I've got my routine. I'm pretty much a homebody, so I kind of go to work, go home. I don't really even go out that much. I go out to eat occasionally.
He won't touch you around. I'll touch you around.
You'll tote me around?
I'll touch you around.
That's kind of creeping me out there.
How is it creeping you out?
Like, hey, son, let's go run over some crows.
That's not what we're talking about doing at all.
You got a pretty mouth over there. Like, I'll tote you around. Hey, you can help me then after I give you the tour. Help me find that possum that stole my bird feeder.
I'm going to get my hands around that possum for long.
Still haven't found him?
No, nor the feeder.
Made any more ham and beans?
Nah, summer's here. It's time to let that ride till next
week. Okay. What's your specialty during summer?
Steak.
Steak?
Steak.
What kind of steak?
I'm a ribeye guy.
I like ribeye,
too. Also like a New York strip. But honestly, I guess really summer until the season ends salmon. I like to go to our local market here.
Oh, sure.
Get some salmon, put it on the grill.
Salmon's good.
That's one of my favorite things to make on the grill. It's easy. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves
it. It is easy. Like, snapper gets a little more. You got to do it just right.
With the salmon, the way I cook it, usually...
Tuna, same way.
Yeah, skin down. Usually, literally, let it sit on the grill for about 25, 29 minutes.
Oh, so low and slow.
Right out. Yeah, and it just scoops right out, man.
Right. Whereas, and I don't know. I'm good at cooking steak, beef, but I haven't figured out fish just yet.
Fish I can do. Really, what I can't do, it is the low and slow, like the ribs and the... Smoking and all. I love the outcome, but I'm not good at waiting.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there was a time where there was somebody at a smoker when I was living at the Animal House.
Yeah.
Like 3-4 other guys, and every football Saturday, we were smoking up 2 racks. We got pretty good at it.
Dude, one of the best deep-sea fishing trips I've gone on, guy had a green egg, and we put a Boston butt on the grill that morning when we went out.
Mm.
And so about 3/4 of the way through the day, it was ready. Man, you smelled that thing all day. It was so good.
Well, and then, both my dad and brother have these Traeger smokers.
Oh, yeah.
So that's just cheating.
Dude, but they make a perfect product every time.
Amazing. It's so good. Ever had a ribeye steak smoked and then finished on a sear?
I have not.
Brother did that for me when I went last to visit him.
I had a deep fried steak one time, though.
Those can be good, too.
I expected a really a tough piece of leather? Mm-mm. Not at all. Mm-mm. Not at all.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good eating. Man, how did I ever get fat?
How old are you?
I'm 35.
There you go. Yeah. It started about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I mean, it's just the body.
No, honestly, I was fat a while ago.
Did you have fat tendencies?
No, the heaviest I got was 185, but it's still not a huge guy, and I was skinny fat. So it was just
skinny fat, by the way.
We're the Sasquatch load.
Oh, I got you.
Like what we probably both have.
Yeah, yeah. The pear shape. I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not. We don't look like jolly old Saint Nick. We look like Mr. Peanut.
Yeah. Oh, that's a sad look.
Yeah, maybe we should both buy a monocle though. Try to make it work. You know, fashion's all about confidence.
I was just looking at myself in shorts and thought my legs were real white. Now you brought up the whole Mr. Peanut thing.
Yeah, I'm going to get you a monocle and a top hat.
I think I'm done with shorts for the year already.
Have you ever seen me in shorts?
One time.
When I went to visit you on the lake.
Yep, one time. Which I still don't think you could swim because you didn't get in the water.
Oh, I can swim.
People say that all the time.
No, I can, yeah, I can swim.
There you go, I can swim.
I don't know how long I can swim.
Till you don't drown is the most important part.
Oh, yeah, right. Like, right.
I never thought of swimming of the length of time I could do it.
No, like, just paddling.
Okay, so you can doggy paddle.
Yeah, I can doggy paddle.
Okay. You're not a swimmer.
I used to swim a lot. My granddaddy's place. He had a pool.
Lots of doggy paddling?
Yeah, and then, like, can openers and cannonballs. And
that's not swimming. That's just...
Well, no, and also, like, I tried... I remember, I guess, when we were going to Camp Chandler when I was at the Good Time Center, so I did the swimming program. So, like, breaststroke and what's... I don't even know what that's called.
Freestyle.
Like, yeah. Like, try the different ones.
Do the... it's funny you talk about the YMCA. I took their program, like, 2 years in a row when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Their swimming program failed it both times, of course. The next year, I was the fastest swimmer in all of Izmir.
Oh, really? All of Izmir, you were the fastest.
I was the fastest American in Izmir, Turkey, like literally the next year.
That's hilarious. Oh, by the way, we haven't brought this up. Think about swimming and sports in general. See, again, we didn't mention this. Not only did they expand FISA surveillance and more money's going out the door, you also had the Biden administration just blow up Title IX.
I saw that. What? How does that even work now?
Sex is now equal to your gender identity.
So let's say...
There's no distinction there.
I need a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really a lame basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
But on the
female...
And
you have a penis.
Yeah. But on the female side of things, I can whoop most of them.
Mm-hmm.
I just took a scholarship away from them, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That's so unfair.
No, Riley Gaines has been going around the country making this point that, like, her boyfriend is a pretty good swimmer, but he's not, like... She has better rankings than
right.
him. Like, she's a championship-level female swimmer.
Right.
He's not, but he could beat her every day.
Every day.
All day. Like, the same thing happened with Serena and Venus Williams.
Right.
Like, if me or you played them, we'd get our ass kicked.
Of course.
But, like, somebody who's trained.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of women that could whoop us. Like,
I'm not arguing that. I learned that lesson a long time ago.
Especially, like, would you cage fight one of those MMA, bro?
Heck no.
No, they'd kill us.
Dude, I barely got a cash machine left. I don't need a beating on this cash machine. Look at this. This cash machine can't take many more licks, man. No.
Want to go toting around with me? Let's go to line one. You're on the air. Who's this?
Oh, it's Ed.
Hey, Crawdad.
Hey, Crawdad.
Y'all went and did it. I'm in here in my tool drawer. I found my parchment paper. Now I'm looking for little skewers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking it's going to be a ribeye.
Ooh.
With... I put the scrimps on the stick, so I'm going to surf and turf.
Yes.
Surf and turf.
Great.
And then
so good.
Teriyaki and butter and garlic and some onions.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound about right?
It sounds amazing.
I already know what I'm having tonight.
Oh, yeah?
I am having a truffle mushroom pork chop.
Oh, look at you, truffles.
From the factory meals. Eddie's laughing, but Eddie, you're the one...
I did not suggest the truffle anything. Nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with a truffle?
Nothing mushroom? Wrong with that.
Truffle food.
That sounds like a really good meal for a man.
I don't know that I would. I've had the other mushrooms, but I've not had the truffle.
Truffle's great.
How do I? Oh, I don't want to know how to find the truffle because I know what you'll tell me. What store do you
Yeah, squeal like a pig. No, like actually, they're really hard to find high quality ones. Like, they're very expensive. But they're like there are a lot of places that use that have truffle oil now. Most of your grocery stores now have this stuff.
My favorite, Michael Coy. My favorite is the straw mushrooms. That's what they call them, straw mushrooms. Love those, and they're easier to find because you can just open the can and there they are.
Ah, I like those kind as well.
I'm going to think about you guys this afternoon because it's definitely, Eddie, this is time for putting something on a grill outside.
100%.
I know how to do the fish now. I was listening to you talk about salmon. I know how to do that. But it's so much easier to stick a bug on a stick and eat it. And, oh, by the way, you guys, this year, this summer, two of the cicadas.
Yeah.
They're all going to happen simultaneously. Broods. Yeah, they call them broods. I'm kind of scared of those things, but supposedly, if a person is paying attention and got there early, you can catch them as they're climbing up out of the dirt on the tree.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All you got to do is grab a hold of them, throw them in the bowl of water real quick, stick them on the stick, and there you go. Bug on a stick.
Those things kind of freak me out, man.
Like, are you kidding me?
I don't like them. They look like aliens. Like, when you see the leftover shell, exoskeleton.
That's the cool part.
Oh, yeah, it is cool.
Have you ever caught a locust and just
hold
them in your hand?
I don't like it. Like I've done
it's a crazy feeling when they're vibrating in your hand.
I am really tempted. If I do it, I will tell you if they taste like more like a shrimp or more like a crawdad.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope for best results with that.
I thought we did not want to eat the bugs.
Yeah.
Anything's a bug if it's a steak.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it, Crawdad. I really do.
See you, Crawdad.
And we've got Patriots are commenting, saying, I have a possum that comes around to eat leftovers from the stray cats. It's generally active 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Yeah, I think that's when this one's coming around at night.
Well, they are nocturnal, right?
Yep.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, this time of year, you see a lot of them inside of the room.
Mm-hmm.
This time
of year. So you going to stay up one night?
Nah.
You on possum watch?
Nah. I'm just going to bring my dog over one weekend while we're there and won't have this problem no more.
Mark C. says, I smoked a brisket 14 hours Saturday. Mm-hmm. Nobody likes a braggart, Mark.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Oh, goodness.
Mm.
I'm hungry. No, seriously, I'm ready for that pork chop tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Those meals
are good.
They're better than I thought they'd be.
Mm-hmm.
Very pleasantly surprised.
Thanks for putting me onto those.
No problem.
Should we hit a break?
Let's do that.
All right. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program. Yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA home loan program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Every Tuesday at Riverwalk Stadium is Tacos and Tall Boys. Get your Taco Tuesday on with $4 chicken or beef tacos and $4 select 16-ounce beers at the Golden Sombrero. It's been 20 years of biscuits, so butter up with us for some Tacos and Tall Boys. That's on Tuesday nights at Riverwalk Stadium. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our way below normal temperatures continue, at least for now, with improvement later in the week. Clear, cold tonight, jacket weather. Overnight low temperature in the middle 40s. Tomorrow, a little warmer, especially by afternoon. Comfortable, high 77. Wednesday and Thursday, we're back to the lower 80s with more sun and mid-80s on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Afternoon. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. I'm Joey. He's Eddie. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing much better now.
You are?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, do you want to watch this ad that Gavin Newsom put out there?
I'll watch it again.
Oh, you did?
I saw it on Twitter X this weekend, I think.
Well, I guess folks out there in Radio Land can listen Or you can join the live stream, Joey Clark Live on YouTube.
That's what I do.
Joey Clark on X. You can watch on Facebook now again, too.
That's right. That's right.
Whether the New Stock Facebook page or just Joey Clark on Facebook.
I like that.
Yeah, we're back on the Book of Faces. But, yeah, I'm looking at Gavin Newsom's Twitter account. It says, Alabama's abortion ban has no exceptions for rape or incest. Now Republicans are trying to criminalize young women's travel to receive abortion care. We cannot let them get away with this.
How much money you reckon he got paid to do this? Because he didn't do this out of the goodness of his heart. Always keep that in mind.
Well, you know.
This is a paid.
Well, let's watch. It's a 30-second ad. Let's see what they depict here. So it's like a mother and daughter in the car, and you can already tell from, like, the look in the rearview mirror that they're disturbed. They're worried.
We're almost there. You're going to make it.
And then a cop showing up behind them. And I'm going to speed ahead after the sirens. And, okay, you've got, looks like a state trooper outfit.
Yep.
Again, we don't have that many state troopers, but let's...
Travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle.
Ooh, nice southern accent.
Take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Isn't that just a little bit over the top there, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, that's just absurd.
So what they're saying is you can't travel while pregnant in Alabama?
No, California's going to tumble into the sea. Seriously, earthquake time.
I'm ready.
Let it happen.
I'm so ready for it.
It's like the modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah. And you've got Satan himself leading that state.
So go ahead, Gavin. Keep pumping out bull crap like that.
Yeah.
You know what? I think in this state and every state around the union, it would be nice on such a serious issue to, you know, actually discuss it seriously. But this is what we're going to get, folks. Everything is decided by hyperbole and dishonesty. But thank you, Gavin, for putting that out there. You've really convinced the people of Alabama otherwise. 272-9228. Let's go to Eric the Dog. Hey, Eric.
Hola.
How you doing?
Man, this is crazy. So cops can pull over and perform abortions on the side of the road, but we can't stop people from coming over the border? This is crazy, man. This is so disingenuous. And you know the sad part? Somebody is going to believe them. This ad is going to work because
it's fire up their base.
We're just not. Yeah. Everybody think, literally, I have been all over the country and people literally think, and granted, I'm not a great ambassador for dissuading this, but people literally think people are stupid.
Yep.
Like I said, if I was Joey Clark traveling around, you know, they'd probably be like, oh, wow, there's a bunch of Renaissance men down there. But they see me and they're like,
amen. No, they don't. There are a lot of folks who don't. Good. They wouldn't think very highly of me either. Because, you got to hew to the particular, liberal orthodoxy in certain parts of the country. A liberalism that's not all that liberal either. Like, y'all are just authoritarians wearing sheep's clothing.
Maybe they can use that old part of that old ad where they were running. They have that Rand Paul lookalike running that lady off the cliff in the wheelchair.
Sure.
And they were trying to. We can just put a pregnant lady. We can get one of those double buggies like they have for twins.
Mm-hmm.
We can put a pregnant lady on one side and an old lady on the other side. No men though. Misogyny Monday, baby.
Now wait, coming up in November. You know, we've got this, what's going to be national attention. Get ready, folks, for this brand new Alabama Congressional District 2.
Oh, that's right.
Should we start a betting pool on do they run ads about the Klan?
Who's going to take that bet?
Oh, because it's a certain thing?
Guaranteed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Bring out all the old fears and stereotypes.
You know, the sad part is the Democrats going to have to get out their old costumes to do it anymore because they ain't been around a long time. Are not very active anyway. You know, I lived in Georgia a vast majority of my life, and I only ever accidentally happened upon a rally one time that they were holding in Rockmart, which when I lived there in that area was a little podunk nothing town. It was seriously one of those one stoplight towns along Highway 280 or Camp Creek Parkway, whatever it is.
Right.
Anyway, you know, and I only ever happened across that once. And I have lived in the South my entire life except for 2 years. And they make it seem like you get outside of here. I've had literally people ask me when the last time I went to a meeting was, if I knew how I could get them in touch with somebody to be in a meeting. Have you lost your... They think we run around here raiding mama's linen closet, you know, having parties. That's literally how people picture us.
Yep.
But I don't think, yeah, rude. Yep. You don't even know you're stupid.
Yep.
It's sad, man. It's a sad state of affairs. You know, and then after people get to know you, they're like, hey, you guys are pretty smart. You know, for a painter anyway. And hey, Jerry, whenever you have a guest on, make sure they're aware of the vocabulary level. That guy you had on last Friday was on like a 13.
Like Jeff Dice? Well,
no, not him. I'm used to him. I've learned him.
Oh, Craig Monger?
No, I like Craig. And not that guy that you hadn't seen, John.
Guy you used to play basketball with.
Oh, Peter St. Yeah,
that monetary guy. No, the monetary guy.
Oh, J.P. Cortez.
Yes. He's a great guy, by the way.
Yeah, he's good, dude.
He's cool. Yeah, Eric, you'd really like this guy. He's down with the cause.
I did not like him. He was just using some words, and I need to go get my thesaurus. And I've done a lot to
Well, if you're going to be an ambassador of the Heart of Dixie, you maybe want to study up, big boy.
Well, don't you know that people from the South don't do nothing but drink beers and think other thoughts about other people and get fat and eat moon pies and all
that? Hey, you careful what you say about Dale Earnhardt, all right?
What's wrong with moon pies?
Huh? You want a moon pie? Keep your pants on, too. It's not that kind of pie, you freak. Guys, see how you think. Anyway, Joe, that was a good article this morning that you wrote. I guess it's going to come out tomorrow.
It'll come out at 1819.news.com, yeah, tomorrow morning.
Yeah, this is, I don't know, man.
It's tough.
We need to start at the house. We need the house to become the most important part of our society, the individual home. And then we need these politicians to go sit their posterior down somewhere and leave us alone. Reasonable people can learn how to disagree about things and still function as a society without feeling like we're trying to be torn apart. And I'm sick of them. If you feel like I do, here's the antidote. No, just kidding. That's funny because that's a rap guy. No?
No.
All right. Yeah, I'm not there. I'll work on it. I'm headed to the gym with old Duke there.
All right.
Be working out.
Don't give up on it.
Keep pumping, brother.
Do you know me? I've been a Georgia fan for a long time. You know I don't give up, right?
You know, of all the things I watched this weekend, there's a new Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary on Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
And even though he was like, I feel freedom during the pandemic, I'm like, oh, it's still Arnold.
Yeah.
And the first one is like Arnold becoming the world's, you know, Mr. Olympia, mm-hmm. becoming the bodybuilder everybody knew. The next episode is about him becoming a movie star when everybody in Hollywood's like, nope.
Remember, they told him he can't talk. I mean, everything was against him. Yeah.
Right. And then the last episode is him becoming governor of the state of California.
Interesting.
And it is the guy, love him or hate him, and he certainly made many mistakes in his life. He has something special going on. He said, I've always had the power to envision and make things happen. And when you see the whole story, especially the beginnings he started from, you're like, dang, come. Like, it is kind of it's like a superhero story in a way.
Sure.
If the dude had only known what a camera was, he would have been fine. That way his nanny couldn't have told on him.
He's got...
Yeah. and then, you know, just like...
Women.
He's like the modern-day Superman, because you remember that comic series where Superman shtup the nanny?
I do not remember that one. Right. But I guarantee it was a better-looking nanny.
Right. Jeez.
I'm here to pump you up.
Thank you, sir.
All right, y'all.
See you, dog.
272-9228. But didn't you see it came out at the end of last week? The Biden campaign commissioned it. It's everybody in the Kennedy family saying we're back in violence.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Like yeah. RFK Jr.'s brothers, sisters, aunts, uncle.
Oh, and
they even go that Biden's the Robert Kennedy yep. of our age.
I was going to say, they take it a little bit further.
Oof. Just nasty people.
100%.
Like, there are days where I do feel like a mad prophet. Like, bring it on, God. The wrath, bring it on.
That comes getting older, too.
Now.
You'll do it at a red light one day.
Because it's just the hubris of our age.
Yeah.
That I know what's best for everybody.
And they believe it, too. That's what's so sad. They believe it.
Twits.
Even Bill Maher, I think, came out against the NPR yeah. the other day. And which, again, not a fan of Bill Maher, but I love to see some infighting. And I'm not a fan of her. And I used to like NPR.
Okay.
Granted, of course, that's all I ever had for the longest time.
Excuse me, before I go back to the phones.
Yeah?
I've got another one of these text messages that are automated. It says, your state GOP record, name Joseph, party GOP, member status expired. Deadline to renew? 1 hour. Click now to renew. I am writing F off a holes. Okay.
You can renew right now. You give me $10. I can take care of that for you. Get you already renewed. I'll get you a confirmation. You know,
and when I see stuff like that, the reason it pisses me off, because you're taking advantage of people.
Yeah, because there are people, and you know them. They're
yes.
Going, ooh.
You're taking advantage ooh. Of people.
Yep.
Self-government, my. Let's go to Duke.
What up, Duke?
Hey, Duke.
What's going on, Phillip?
Oh, another day here in the capital city. How are you doing, bro?
I got hungry, you know, listening to somebody talk about steaks and pork chops and all this different stuff a while ago. And, George, tell me about this, more about this fancy steak, not steak, but this fancy pork chop you got going here, dude.
Just pork chop. You're going to be disappointed, Duke.
Huh?
You're going to be disappointed in it, to be honest. It's just a pork chop.
Yeah.
It sounds fancy.
Except
at the end of the day, it's 2 minutes in the microwave.
It's a truffle mushroom pork chop. Yeah, you warm up 2 minutes in the microwave.
It sounds crazy.
Because I'm trying to get skinny. No, actually, the macros on it are pretty balanced.
I hadn't even looked. I just assumed they were.
It's more of a plant food type of a pork chop.
No, it's actually fresh. It's actually fresh.
Fresh, it's good. I've been genuinely surprised by these meals.
Me too. Very much so.
This is real hog meat, in other words.
Yeah. Yes. It's supposed to be. Supposed to
be. Was it raised out in the country or raised somewhere north somewhere? What was it raised? You got this fancy name too. I don't like that name for some reason.
Like truffle mushroom pork chop?
Are you speaking of
yeah, it? It sounds up there with the duck eggs, you know? Like an uppity kind of pork chop, you know? So you cast like yourself, you know?
Yeah, and
that's why
you know,
you can dog
me out about like my duck eggs and my truffle butter and all this stuff. It's like yeah. and me sipping my cool water. I get it.
I'm trying to see if you can afford this kind of hog meat. You know, I want to eat hog and hog sometimes too.
Yeah, I don't know what type of pork it's sourced from. I could look it up.
I hope the pig.
I had to deal with you about that a little bit, baby boy. I just messed with you for today. But I don't want to talk politics at all. So I'm not going there.
Good.
How about that?
And the automated message came back. You have successfully unsubscribed.
Well, that is good.
Yeah, but the last time I told them that, they did that too.
Maybe. All right.
Take care, Duke. Later. See you, brother man.
Later. Yeah, I'm just tired of the automated stuff. I really am.
But
just because I participate in the political system.
Do not call list. I mean, if you're on the do not call list, you wouldn't be bothered like that.
No, and you know what it was? I bought the Vivek charts.
Yep.
And so they took my information. Thanks, Vivek!
He wasn't selling it. It was his people.
Yeah. Well, I still like the shirt.
I mean, too. I wear it all the time. Very comfortable.
Rebel scum.
It's not a like a stiff T-shirt. It's very comfortable.
No, it's a nice T-shirt.
I like that fabric.
Hey, let's hit this break. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having their job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Radio reaches over 90% of everyone in the River Region. Shouldn't your ads be out there where your customers are? Call us to find out more. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
Good.
And on the phone, we got Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Well, I was doing good until I walked out here and realized somebody locked my gate back for some idiotic reason.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, and this key don't want to work. Here, you can get that open. I got a new radio app.
Are you locked in or locked out?
I'm locked out.
Okay.
Yeah. I know who did it. I'm going to get him tomorrow.
Was it David?
Yeah, it wasn't David.
It wasn't David. My money was on David.
No, it was one of my crews. They just pulled in because they got off early today. And I saw him driving off, grinning from ear to ear. And I walk out, and the diesel trying to get in the truck's locked. The gate's locked.
Yep,
he got me. Hey, tomorrow I've got to go to the great state of Alabama. Auburn, Alabama.
Oh, God's so country.
If you need anything in Auburn, I've got three or four jobs lined up. We can run by, measure you, free charge, see what you got, give you some pricing. Next thing you know, you got a job down just that quick because me and Bart are going to be over there most of the day tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So if you're in the Auburn area or you know somebody there, let them know. Prattville Carpet, ready to help you out. They literally will come to you. You said you're bringing samples, right?
Absolutely. I've got to go work on a big project over there, so it'll be most of the day, and we would love to go and make it even a better day. So if you live in Auburn, Opelika, Tallahassee, somewhere on that side of the state, call us at 285-8117. I'll show up myself. And if it's in this side of the state and you need a measurement call, because David will be around, Terry and Chad, any of them can come out and give you a free measurement tomorrow.
Excellent.
Well, again, that number for Prattville Carpet, folks, 285-8117. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them that you heard Ray Bowles on the radio with those Joey and Eddie characters.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Sometimes I feel like we're circus animals.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because we're in the fishbowl?
A little bit of that, and also the things we say and who we are.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. These goofballs.
Yeah. Well, it's all in good fun.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I get goofy because I don't want to get, like, you know, homicidal.
It's better to laugh than
but
cry.
But I am in Montgomery, so homicidal seems to be the way. Let's go to Sam. Hey, Sam.
What up, Sammy?
Samantha said that you're her favorite circus animal, and she's holding the whip. Thank you, gentlemen, for taking my call.
What the hell did you just say to me?
I said, Joey, it's always a pleasure.
Okay, all right. Let's move on.
Oh, man, it's hurting me standing here. You know, I've got the bad nerve up my spine. in all seriousness, I was wondering earlier. It's a leftover from this morning, but here we go. The inmates, the Alabama inmates, are their phones, cell phones, will they have the porn filter turned on?
That's a very valid question.
You know, we know they're getting the phones. Is it helping the situation to put all the men locked up together and women?
I kind of feel like it ain't. Kind of feel like it's probably making things worse.
Okay, that was my attempt at humor. Hey, Joel, we had a holiday over the weekend, and I haven't heard anybody mention it. But yeah, it was Saturday was 420. It was 420 day.
I thought it was something going around. I could smell it around the Tri-County area here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and even Prattville PD put a post out there.
How do you know what it smells like?
It smells like burning trash.
Like perpetual spring?
He went to public school like I did. Know what it smells
right.
like.
I went by the teacher's lounge. I know what it
I'll buy it. I'll take it. I'll buy it.
Anyway, but, oh, Lord, have mercy. No, I stand by, you know, stay out of the gas stations. But there's nice shops around if someone needs some therapy. I needed some help with my digestion. And I got it. It works pretty good. But I'm just saying, yesterday was like Halloween. It was adult trick-or-treat, Joey. I went around this one place. They gave me an ugly hat and a handful of their edibles to try out. And I did. Yeah. But so it was nice. And I just, you know, loving, caring people. There's good therapy to be had.
And the legal edibles, just for legal reasons.
He's stuff is straight up legal. But it's like anything else. You don't want to be out riding around or anything because can.
Yeah.
You know. It's not real, but you know what? Good therapy. So
if it works, that's all that matters.
I have to make fun of it. Pardon?
If it works, that's all that matters.
And you know what? It has worked. I'm cutting way back. Man, I swear, Joey, I'm gonna say it one last time. Ozempic, man, that stuff was rough on Sambo.
Yeah, I ain't trying it.
I had to have some help. Yeah, man, there's no need for that. Just diet and exercise, and it makes all the difference. Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. How about
Take
that?
Care, Sammy.
Thank you, Sam. Well, let's go to Randall to close out
Randall.
The show. Hey, Randall.
Hello, fellas.
How you doing, bro?
Man, it's sunny in Philadelphia. Is that a lie? Because I'm right in Philadelphia all the time. Anyway, man, the commercial you played earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Who would it pay for about, you know?
I don't remember. It's some super PAC group.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Like, the cop literally taps a pregnancy test against the car. It's just like, is this parody?
You know what? Yeah, but you know where this is coming from, though. It's Moorish American. And look, I love them to death, man. I got friends. I lived it for as long as I could till I was put in check because I couldn't fool them. It's coming from Moorish, and they believe that
from
that
what?
You should be able to try Moorish American. They believe you should be able to travel and not be and it's a law. You can. The Constitution makes it where you can travel, and you got to go to court and fight it. And nobody does it. They don't want you. You can't just get pulled over. And you don't have to show driver license. They teach you all this. And when you learn in Moorish, look, you don't have to have driver license. You can travel across America. And if you stop, you say you're just traveling. You don't live there. You're just driving through. And that's fine. But you have to show it to court. I mean, the way the state's got the law, bro. Because the state's over. Supersede, I guess, federal government in that situation, because I mean, it's the only way that you have that they can make you go to court over that. And I didn't know they're gonna start commercials this quick, though, bro. Like, I know this is coming, but you got some more that listen. I mean, he's listening right. Like, one lives in Old Kingston. I love him to death, man. I went to school with
him. Well, I just looked it up. I mean, what did the sovereign citizen movement have to do with pro-abortion laws being paid for and promoted by the governor of California?
It's not about... They're telling you not to be able to pull over for anything. You can't just stop somebody and ask them to take a pregnancy.
So Gavin Newsom is secretly stumping for
Yeah, this is how they get it in there. They don't care about...